Restoring My Soul, Monday the 6th of June, The Wedding Feast. Jesus used several different parables during his earthly ministry to focus on the importance of the fellowship of the agape meal. In these parables, Jesus often described the fellowship of the agape meal as a wedding feast. When we consider these parables, it is important to understand that there are four phases to the wedding feast before the coming of the new heavens and new earth. In the book of Revelation, the Apostle John recorded that he saw the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. We know that the marriage between Christ and the church occurred on the day of his crucifixion. In the same way that the Lord God formed the woman from the side of Adam in the beginning, the Father fashioned the church from the physical body of Christ to become his bride. The first manifestation of the New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God as a bride adorned for her husband was seen on the day of Pentecost. The Apostle John saw that the wall of the bride city is built upon the foundation of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. In the early church in Jerusalem, the apostles publicly proclaimed the word of life from Solomon's portico within the temple precinct. This word was the foundation of the agape fellowship for all the believers in Jerusalem. We read in the book of Acts that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship in the breaking of bread and in prayers. The key point is that as they continued in the fellowship of the agape meal, they were participating in the first phase of the wedding feast. The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 14 verse 8, Revelation chapter 21 verse 2, Genesis chapter 2 verses 21 to 23, John chapter 19 verse 34, Ephesians chapter 5 verses 30 to 32, Revelation chapter 21 verse 14, Acts chapter 5 verse 12, and Acts chapter 2 verse 42. For further study, Acts chapter 2.